All right, back to Northern Pass. Northern Pass joining us now on the Auto Fair Listener Lines, Brian Gripp, someone I've known for a while, pretty talented guy, used to be a great radio guy as well, and he joins us. He's now doing, I think, as they say, spokesperson work for Northern Pass. He joins us. Brian, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jack, and no, I'm not a spokesperson for Northern Pass. No way.
What's your role? What's your role with this?
Well, there's a rally coming up on Sunday, and I'm going to be the MC for it.
Okay. But are you for or against the project?
Oh, I've been against this project for several years now.
Okay. You'd agree with me, Brian. The Eversource rolled this out about as bad as you could have planned, and I was just getting you going. I thought I'd get you going this early on a
yeah,
Friday.
I know. It may be early, but it's not too early.
Brian, I got to tell you, to not even talk initially about rate relief or impact on the scenic part of the North Country, the average person who didn't want these, you know, these big power lines, even if they ran along where they are now, affecting the view, they just totally rolled this out terribly. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Not only did they roll it out terribly, but the public relations battle one-on-one with people, it was just absolutely abysmal. When they started threatening eminent domain against people, that was it for me. That was a deal killer within the first few months.
So where do you see that? It seems that they've kind of started over again. These things take a while. I mean, I think if the Quebec Hydro Energy could come right into New Hampshire and stick around and help lower rates and deal with the view thing a little better and work with people, put the stuff underground where there's problems, spend a little money. I think it's a good thing. But is it getting more on track?
No, it's not, Jack. There's a couple of things that are going on right now. Hydro-Quebec has already stated, contrary to what we've been told by PSNH/Eversource, that Hydro-Quebec was going to pay for all of this line. Last month, Hydro-Quebec said they won't pay a cent for the line on the American side. They said, quote, American consumers will pay the transmission costs in the U.S. through their electricity rates, end quote. So no, it's not going to do anything to lower electricity rates. Natural gas has lowered electricity rates to help to some of the lowest rates that we've seen in 25 years in New England.
Yeah, but
the reason why your electricity rates are so high are because of the transmission cost portion on your electric bill.
Right, and Brian, but boy, you boil this down well, but it's a subject for a different day. We'll get you in the studio and do an hour on that, longer
sure.
segments. But the natural gas, they can't even get more of that in the state without, you know, people upset at where it's going to go. But let's go back to Quebec Hydro. This has been going on how long, the so-called Northern Pass?
For 7 years now.
Seven. David and I were, I would have guessed 3 to 5. Well, once these things start, the utility has money into it, and then they reach a point where they want to just get it done because they got so much money into it. Would you agree?
Well, here's the thing. They could put more money into it by simply burying the entire line. It's not going to cost 10 times as much as Eversource and PSNH said back in the day. It's not going to cost 3 times as much. It's not even going to cost 2 times as much. If they had just done the responsible thing and been good neighbors, they would have gotten this line permitted by now, just like New England Clean Power Link did in Vermont. That came on, the proposal was 2 years after Northern Pass was proposed, and now New England Clean Power Link has all the federal and state permits. Construction can begin this year. That line can be operational years before Northern Pass even buries its first portion of the line or digs its first hole for the 155-foot tall towers.
Former Governor Hassan, I think, was ambivalent or slightly opposed to it. Is Governor Sununu expressed an opinion on this?
Yes, he has. He's come out completely in favor of the project, and he opposes any more undergrounding of the line.
Okay. In your mind, it won't lower the rates like they're promising?
No, not at all.
Are they promising rate relief directly? I'm not talking indirect, because that's another discussion for another day. This New England or the regional thing, I think sometimes we have enough power right here in New Hampshire. We export more than we use. I'd like to see more independence, almost like America is now getting, you know, from with our energy picture, producing more local stuff. I think if we took control of our energy cost and so resources, you'd drive them way down, because we do not have a shortage of hydro capacity if we can get more natural gas. But anyway, I'm only interested, if this were to happen, how much will it lower the average business or consumer's electric cost?
It will not. And, Jack, again, the wholesale price of electricity is at the 25-year low in New England. And that is really important to note. And that is with these other power plants that are coming offline, the nuclear power plants, the coal power plants, they have already been replaced. ISO New England already has that power replaced through the forward capacity auction for years and years down the road. And, you know, Northern Pass is not part of that mix. So, no, the rates are already down. Hydropower is not cheap. It never was cheap. The project proponents call it competitively priced power. That does not equate cheap. And natural gas has helped drive that cost way, way down. Again, we are paying the same rate per kilowatt as many other parts of the country. The reason why your electric bills are high are because of the transmission costs. And having a 20 or 30 or 40-year commitment for a power purchase agreement, which, by the way, the Public Utilities Commission rejected and renewed their rejection again yesterday, will do nothing to protect American consumers. And that's why we are standing up on Sunday in Concord at 1 p.m. for a rally around the State House, which will say no to Northern Pass. This has affected too many people directly. All we're right. going to hear from those people that are directly impacted by this proposal, and I am glad to be standing there and emceeing this event with many organizations All that right. have been working throughout the years to educate the public and All ask one simple question as of late: who is going to pay for Northern Pass?
All right.
You will.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate coming on. We'll get you on again. I didn't realize our electric rates had come down that much. But anyway, have a good rally on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you too, Jack.